Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Fire in my veins, road to redemption, song of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me in waves. We're not in
Thank you for joining us today on this podcast. In today's message, we are looking at David's encounter with Goliath and how God gave him victory through his trust and unwavering confidence. Our topic is confidence in God's ability, and our Bible text is from 1 Samuel chapter 17 verse 31 to 40 and verse 50.
Now when the words which David spoke were heard, they reported them to Saul, and he sent for him. Then David said to Saul, "Let no man's heart fail because of him, your servant will go and fight with this Philistine." And Saul said to David, "You are not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for you are a youth, and he a man of war from his youth." But David said to Saul, "Your servant used to keep his father's sheep, and when a lion or a bear came and took a lamb out of the flock, I went out after it and struck it, and delivered the lamb from its mouth. And when it arose against me, I caught it by its beard, and struck and killed it. Your servant has killed both lion and bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, seeing he has defied the armies of the living God." Moreover, David said, "The Lord, who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear, he will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine." And Saul said to David, "Go, and the Lord be with you." So Saul clothed David with his armor, and he put a bronze helmet on his head. He also clothed him with a coat of mail. David fastened his sword to his armor and tried to walk, for he had not tested them. And David said to Saul, "I cannot walk with these, for I have not tested them." So David took them off. Verse 40, then he took his staff in his hand, and he chose for himself 5 smooth stones from the brook, and put them in a shepherd's bag, in a pouch which he had, and his sling was in his hand. And he drew near to the Philistine. And verse 50, the last verse, so David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and a stone, and struck the Philistine and killed him. But there was no sword in the hand of David.
Do you have confidence in God's ability? David, in the Bible, is an example of a man that demonstrated confidence in God in his encounter with Goliath. And his unwavering confidence gave him victory. One of the strong enemies the Israelites constantly faced was the Philistines. Goliath, the champion of the camp of the Philistines, on numerous occasions made call to the Jews to present someone to fight against him. It was difficult to get someone who will fight with a giant like Goliath. In fact, all the warriors of Israel could not face him, including King Saul. Finally, David, a young boy from the tribe of Judah, son of Jesse, made a decision to fight Goliath, but this is totally unthinkable. Seeing what is about to happen, Saul discouraged David to avoid being humbled, and also because it's not a fight for a young boy like David. King Saul did not know that God works in disability. Though David is a little boy compared to Goliath, but he trusts a limitless God. Never underrate the ability of God in what you see as small. He is a God that glories in using nothing to achieve something. From our Bible text, Saul tried to discourage David. One of the things he did was to compare David to Goliath. But David was confident in what God can do through experience, as he was no stranger to God's power. King Saul said to David in verse 33, "You are not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for you are but a youth, and he has been a man of war from his youth." What's a derogatory response? Saul was trying to prove a point to David here. He emphasized David as only a youth, while Goliath is a man with wealth of experience as warrior right from time. To succeed in your endeavor in life, You must stand against human factors in form of discouragement and discouragers that may hinder you from taking bold steps. Don't listen to the voice of your family, friends, associates, or anyone if it's not positive. Faith requires a positive mindset to thrive, and so you must keep your mind positive. Proverbs chapter 23 verse 7 says, "As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he." You have to think positive and see God's ability in what seems like disability. David did not falter in confidence in God's ability. He has a strong confidence that God is able to save, and that he will save him. In verse 37, he said, "The Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from that of the bear will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine." This little boy from the tribe of Judah was holding on to something greater. He experiences enough to maintain his confidence. Where experience and strength will not work, grace and confidence in God will always work. Later on, King Saul provided David a tunic, an armored coat, and a bronze helmet before he faced the enormous Goliath. David was also given a sword. However, he was not able to use the king's armor. This is not what he needed. You don't fight tactical battle with using conventional approach. Neither can you trust in human weaponry where you need God. Instead of using Saul's arsenal, David used 5 smooth stones and a sling to engage the enemy in 1 Samuel 17 verse 40. He understood he was too small to face Goliath. But there was a divine inspiration. He knew Goliath was too big to miss. So he decided to use the sling. David went on and declared to Goliath saying, "You come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied." In verse 50, the stone from David's sling hit the head of Goliath, and the giant, Goliath, fell down. David ran closer and cut his head. David has nothing but the might of God was David's true line of defense. What do you trust today? In whom do you have confidence? What you confide in will determine whether you will be victorious in life or not. I urge you today that you maintain a wavering confidence in God. God will never let down those who trust in Him. Isaiah chapter 12 verse 2 said, "God is indeed my salvation. I will trust and won't be afraid." When you trust in the Lord, you will never have any reason to be afraid because God is faithful to them that trust Him. As you go today, tell God to give you the grace and the ability to trust Him more even when it's difficult. Today, I pray for you that the Lord will grant you supernatural victory as you maintain your confidence in Him. All that are against your life shall be turned to nothing. His goodness and mercy shall follow you and you shall rejoice in Jesus' name. Amen.
Bible in a year. The Bible reading for today is from Genesis chapter 42 and chapter 43. And for the evening, Matthew chapter 14 verse 22 to 36. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.